Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 136, numéro 136. Today we are talking about grocery shopping, or in French, faire les courses. So just to let you know in advance, we are not learning the actual food items in today's episode. I have other episodes for that. And I will also have more episodes specifically focused on ingredients, on food items. But in this episode, you will learn some vocabulary that will help navigating a supermarket in France or in any French speaking country. Now, before we start, as always, if you are new to the podcast, please make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet handy so you can see the spelling of the words while you listen. And when you finish this episode, you can head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to download your lessons, exercises, and practice what you have learned today. You will find all the download links in the episode notes. All right, so let's get started. Here are some words and expressions for grocery shopping. I will start with a few words related to, obviously, grocery shopping, and then I'll move on to the names of the main aisles in the supermarket, like the fruit and veg aisle, the frozen food aisle, etc. So, repeat after me. Faire les courses. Grocery shopping. Faire les courses. Par exemple, je fais généralement mes courses le samedi matin. I usually do my grocery shopping on Saturday morning. Je fais généralement mes courses le samedi matin. Le caddie, or le chariot, that's the shopping cart or the trolley, le caddie ou le chariot. Nous prenons un caddie à l'entrée. We take a shopping cart at the entrance. Nous prenons un caddie à l'entrée. Le panier, basket, le panier. Un panier suffit pour aujourd'hui. A basket is enough for today. Un panier suffit pour aujourd'hui. La caisse, check out. La caisse. Il y a trois caisses ouvertes. There are three checkouts open. Il y a trois caisses ouvertes. Faire la queue. To line up or to queue up. Faire la queue. Je dois faire la queue à la caisse. I have to queue up at the checkout. Je dois faire la queue à la caisse. Le ticket de caisse, that's the receipt, le ticket de caisse. Est-ce que tu as gardé le ticket de caisse? Did you keep the receipt? Est-ce que tu as gardé le ticket de caisse? Le caissier, or la caissière, that's the cashier. Le caissier, masculine, la caissière. Feminine. Je donne ma carte de fidélité au caissier. I give my loyalty card to the cashier. Je donne ma carte de fidélité au caissier. La date de péremption. That's the expiration date. La date de péremption. Ce yaourt dépasse la date de péremption. This yogurt is past the expiry date or the expiration date. Ce yaourt dépasse la date de péremption. Les sacs utilisables. Reusable bags. Les sacs réutilisables. N'oublie pas de prendre les sacs réutilisables. Don't forget to take the reusable bags. N'oublie pas de prendre les sacs réutilisables. La liste de courses. That's the shopping list. La liste de courses. Regarde la liste de courses pour ne rien oublier. Check the shopping list to not forget anything. Regarde la liste de courses pour ne rien oublier. All right, now let's move on to the names of the aisles in the supermarket. Le rayon poissonnerie. That's the fish section. Le rayon poissonnerie. Ils ont du saumon frais à la poissonnerie. They have fresh salmon in the fish section. Ils ont du saumon frais à la poissonnerie. Le rayon produits laitiers. That's the dairy section. Le rayon produits laitiers. Prends deux yaourts au rayon produits laitiers. Take two yogurts in the dairy section. Prends deux yaourts au rayon produits laitiers. Le rayon surgelé. Frozen food section. Le rayon surgelé. Les glaces sont au rayon surgelé. Ice creams are in the frozen foods section. Les glaces sont au rayon surgelé. Le rayon bio. That's the organic section. Le rayon bio. Les légumes au rayon bio sont un peu plus chers. Vegetables in the organic section are a little bit more expensive. Les légumes au rayon bio sont un peu plus chers. Le rayon hygiène et beauté. Hygiene and beauty section. Le rayon hygiène et beauté. Le shampoing se trouve au rayon hygiène et beauté. Shampoo is found in the hygiene and beauty section. Le shampoing se trouve au rayon hygiène et beauté. So let's pause for a second to talk about the expression se trouve, the verb se trouve from the sentence le shampoing se trouve au rayon hygiène et beauté, because I've had a few questions about this verb before. So se trouver is a reflexive verb that means to be located or to be found. So se trouver means to be located or to be found. It's another way, instead of using the verb être, which means to be, to say where something or someone is located. It's usually used more for things rather than for people. So while I could say le shampoing est au rayon hygiène, the shampoo is in the hygiene section, se trouve, le shampoing se trouve au rayon hygiène, sounds a little bit less casual maybe. So there you have it. It is another useful verb to learn and to know. And actually, let's use that verb, se trouver, for the rest of the sections of the supermarket so you can get used to that verb. All right, let's keep going. Le rayon fruits et légumes, fruits and vegetables section. Le rayon fruits et légumes. Les pommes se trouvent au rayon fruits et légumes. Apples are found or are located in the fruits and vegetable aisle. Les pommes se trouvent au rayon fruits et légumes. Le rayon boulangerie, bakery section. Le pain se trouve au rayon boulangerie. Bread is found or located in the bakery section. Le pain se trouve au rayon boulangerie. Le rayon boucherie, butcher section. Le rayon boucherie. Le poulet se trouve au rayon boucherie. Le poulet se trouve au rayon boucherie. Le rayon épicerie, grocery, a le rayon épicerie. Le riz se trouve au rayon épicerie. Rice is found or is located in the grocery section. Le rayon boisson, beverage, a le rayon boisson. Le jus d'orange se trouve au rayon boisson. Orange juice is found in the beverage aisle. Le jus d'orange se trouve au rayon boisson. Le rayon entretien, cleaning supply section. Le rayon entretien. Le savon se trouve au rayon entretien. The soap is found in the cleaning supply section. Le savon se trouve au rayon entretien. And there we have it. Now you have a few words and expressions for your next grocery shopping trip. So that is the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to download your exercises for today. All the links are in the episode notes on your podcast platform. I will chat with you next week. À bientôt. Bye. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.